Dipping down, when and under what circumstances were you first made aware of the then secret subject of radar?
I was first made aware of it when Ernest Lawrence came to Cambridge in the summer of 1940. I think it was September, actually. And I'd known him because I'd been in charge of constructing a cyclotron at Harvard. And this naturally led to a friendship with Lawrence. And we went out and walked around the yard. He didn't sit down anybody, he just walked around. He told me about radar and that there was going to be a meeting in Washington another week or so where I could see one. And could I come down? I think this was around October 8th or 9th, something like that. And so I went down there, this was quite a high-level group. I was doing good work in physics at the time, and I knew Compton because he'd been a head of the department professor at Princeton. I knew Bush because he was dean of graduate studies when I was a graduate student at MIT, and I knew Lawrence through the cyclotron. And so I went to Washington, and there was Bush and Conant, Lawrence, I think Alfred Loomis, myself, and we went to the office of the Naval Research Laboratory and met Dr. Taylor and Dr. Parks, and that's when I first saw a radar. Actually saw one. Lawrence had described it to me, but this was fantastic because they had a radar there. I don't know what the wavelength was. It wasn't the meters, 10 meter, 100 meter stuff. It was much shorter wavelength than that.
I think it was 40 centimeter.
Yeah.
750 megahertz.
Yeah. And we picked up a plane 50 miles away, coming in the bowling field across the river. And the display was from left to right for the first 25 miles, and the pip dropped down and from right to left for the 25 miles. But then once you saw it was a, you know, nearby, you could look out the window and there the damn thing was approaching north of Washington, coming into the bowling field. And Taylor, I guess Park was the man actually in the laboratory working on this, I think. And Taylor was sort of the superintendent and head man who appreciated everything Park was doing. Well, this was a tremendous thrill. And your imagination, you could sort of see. I didn't see dog fights. I didn't see directing. I saw directing planes and picking up planes coming in, but I didn't see any dog fights or long range sensing a plane. So anyhow, this was a very thrilling meeting down there. And before that, John Cockcroft had come from England with a Tizard mission, and that was sometime around the end of September. I was up at the time I was up in New Hampshire. I was a close friend of Cockcroft's because of my year and a quarter in England.
We skipped over the Cavendish, and we want to come back to that later.
Yeah,
I should
sure.
have done, yeah.
Well, after this meeting in Washington, I think I only went to two microwave committee meetings. One where there was the representatives of Raytheon, Bell Telephone Laboratories, Westinghouse, General Electric, I guess Metcalf, maybe General Electric.
Yes.
And that group, yeah, we met in Washington. And I didn't see him again until I came back from England. I didn't see them as a group. But there was a meeting when Karkov told me he was coming, and I met him in Boston. There was a meeting of the Tizard Mission. They came over just about that same time. So Henry Tizard went on to Washington. He wasn't in the meeting I was at. But Alfred Loomis invited Cockcroft, Taffy Bowen, Lieutenant Colonel Wallace, I guess that was, and then invited me out there, and I'm not sure who else was at that meeting at Loomis's home.
Tuxedo Park.
In Dedham. Here in Dedham. None knew Tuxedo Park.
Well, Loomis had a...
He had a house here, a home here in Denham.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And the meeting was at his house. I was living... I was living in Cambridge at the time. And drove out there with his brothers. And that's where they were on their way to New York City to show the magnetron to the Bell Telephone Laboratories, and I guess they're making a tour of the American companies which were in on the microwave committee. And so this was quite exciting to see this gadget.